Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here. But if you are one, this is definitely the place for you. I'm Betty Jo Tucker, your host. And today, our special guest is Vi Ulia, a filmmaker whose artistry as a director, writer, and poet knows no bounds. After watching two of her very creative and imaginative movies, I admit becoming one of her many admirers. In About Angels, the first film, I enjoyed the way she combines ballet, poetry, myth, philosophy, and the Bible to present a unique explanation of why God created Adam and Eve. And in the second film that I've seen, called Four Funny Families, I'm amazed at how she incorporates characters from four of Chekhov's famous Russian plays into one film. Now, because I know that V stands for Vera, I'm going to introduce this talented artist by her first name, and I hope she doesn't mind. Hi, Vera. Hello. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Hello, Betty Jo. Thank you for having me.
Well, I consider it an honor to have you on the show, Vera. And the first thing I'd like to know is why you decided to become a filmmaker.
Oh, between you and me, Betty Jo, I never decided to be a filmmaker.
You know? Didn't?
No, no.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, I made my films, yes, but it was just another way of expressing my artistic ideas.
Oh.
You know that I've always tended to combine different arts while working on my projects, and cinematography was just another great opportunity for me to do so, especially after the digital camera appeared, you know, and it made it so much easier and less expensive for true independent filmmakers to do their projects. So,
right.
Returning to your questions, I never considered myself a filmmaker, and I never wanted to become particularly a filmmaker, but I'm a proponent of the synthesis of arts, and I'd rather consider myself a synthetic artist, if I may say so.
I see, and so the films are just part of the total package, and just happen to be the part of that package that I'm the most interested in. So I think that's where we are. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, I just fell in love with the two movies that I mentioned. They made quite an impression on me, and I wanted to know where did you get the inspiration for About Angels and Four Funny Families, and which one was the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge, I would say, was the first movie, Four Funny Families, of course, because it was my first film, first of all, and then it was full feature. And it was a great, great challenge because I combined four Chekhov's plays together. And, you know, the one who reads Chekhov's plays can see that it's difficult to grasp what's going on in his one play. And that's why critics always blamed Chekhov when he wrote his first play and second and third and fourth one, that it was just impossible to see what he was talking about, what was the idea, because they were not plot-based, they were not characters-based. And he was such an innovator that he decided not to introduce any action in drama, and it was against rules. And he also decided not to introduce one main character or two main characters, but instead a group of characters, which makes it difficult even more to grasp what's going on there.
Well, and then to take four of his plays.
And then you take four of his plays, and above all, he called his plays comedies. And
well,
it was yes, and it was
not tragedies, even though one of them has a suicide. He still thought that they...
Absolutely. His first play, first major play, The Seagull, it's ended with a suicide of his main character. In the second play, Uncle Vanya, we have shooting. In the third play, one of the characters is killed on a duel. And in his last play, they sell the cherry orchard, and the old servant, he supposedly he dies in the house. So it was nothing funny in a traditional, it was not a traditional comedy, and he claimed that he created comedies.
Well, and you showed that in Four Funny Families, the way you had these four families living together in a kind of a furniture store, each of them in the various areas, and with all of their frailties, and even though they weren't characters that you could admire, they certainly reminded us about how relevant Chekhov is today, as much as he was back when he wrote the plays. I have to ask you about Angels too, because that short film is one of the most different films that I've ever seen. I just found it so charming. It kind of reminded me of Monty Python and the Flying Circus saying now for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the explanation that you gave for why God created Eve, it just bowled me over. And where did you get the inspiration for that beautiful little film?
Thank you so much, first of all, for your good words about the ideas. It was published as a book, a collection of poems about angels, about God, about poetry. And I just mentioned that I loved the idea of combining arts together. So when I sent the manuscript to a publisher, I sent it together with Irene Franco's paintings and drawings, pictures, and he loved the entire project. He decided to publish it as a book.
Oh.
And the book appeared after my conversations with late professor of Wharton School, Aaron Katzenelenbogen, and I admired his idea about a developing God. And we discussed this, not in a religious sense, of course. We never discussed religious things with him, only decision-making and some other things related to what he was teaching and I was teaching. So we approached the Bible as a literary text, I would say.
Well,
so
I love the idea of Eve being the one that was created, the final creation, because she was much more interesting than the angels or that Adam. And I just, that ballet scene where Adam and Eve are doing this pas de deux in front of on top of an apple floating across a dreamy sky, that it is just such a gorgeous image.
Thank you. Angels were the first, based on the concept of the movie and the books, angels were first God's attempt to create an intellectual human being.
Somebody he could talk to.
Yes, somebody he could talk to, but he failed because they were creatures of extremes. On the one hand, they were too obedient. On the other hand, they were too disobedient. That's why we have fallen angels and we have the righteous kind. So that's why God decided to move forward and create Adam, but Adam was also kind of obedient thing, and he did
dull. Adam was dull. I'll say it.
Okay. Yes, so that's why he created Eve. And you know that no myths about how angels were created exist. So this is what I should have invented in order to show why Adam and Eve appeared after all.
I love the idea of using a finger puppet as the serpent. I thought that was... You just had so many whimsical touches in that movie. It was just a delightful movie. How do you go about casting your films, Vera?
Well, the first casting was because I had some students in my class who seemed to be very artistic, and when I approached them, it turned out that some of them were just professional actors, and I
really
didn't know, yes, and I didn't know anything about it. And one of them, she played in my Uncle Vanya part of the Four Funny Family. She played the mother of Uncle Vanya. So everything started with that woman, and she worked for the University of Pennsylvania.
And that's where you teach in your other
yes.
persona as a professor there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
so that's how it started.
Wow. Well, you were lucky then for About Angels to get that beautiful ballerina.
Oh, yes.
That played Eve. She actually was a professional ballerina, right?
Yes. It's the Pennsylvania Ballet. And the director, the choreographer, he was also a professional dancer of the Pennsylvania Ballet.
It was beautifully, beautifully done.
Thank
Do you have any particular filmmakers you admire?
Oh, yes, of course. My taste is very diverse. I like, you know, different, I would say, types of films and filmmakers like Ingmar Bergman and Baz Luhrmann, his Romeo and Juliet. I just admire his new version, and Tom Tykwer, and so on and so on. But my number one filmmaker, I would say, is Federico Fellini.
Oh, yes.
Especially his eight and a half is my favorite. It's like a Bible to me.
Well, and that's not surprising that he's your favorite, because he, too, has such a visual artistry that he presents in his films, just the way you try to do that. Is there any aspect of filmmaking that gives you the most satisfaction?
I like directing very much. I like to work with actors, because when you work, you see the changes, you see how everything develops. And it's not about what the character says, but who is talking. And we try to analyze everything and see who is talking. And then sometimes the text can be in disagreement with the personality of the character, and this is what makes it so interesting. And you have some unusual turns and switches during the monologues and dialogues. But also in post-production, I like editing. And as you know, my movies, they have original musical score.
Yeah.
By Vet Chariton, his music. I think it's another character that is added to his music. Is like another character. It's like a storyteller, another dimension that is added, after all, to the movies. So we have more characters in the editing process, owing to his wonderful music.
Oh, the music is definitely gorgeous and quite appropriate to whatever is happening on screen. And I'm watching the clock here because the time's going by so fast, and I think it's really, really important because your films are out of the mainstream that listeners know where they can find your movies and more about you. I think they've noticed that you have just a charming Russian accent, and so we know that you did come from Russia. But where can we find your movies?
It's www.yulita.net/films.
That's www.yulita.net/films. And I was wondering if there is anything else that you would like to add. We do have about a minute left.
Well, I just want to thank you for the opportunity and thank my listeners, and I hope to hear more of your wonderful and charming radio programs, because I'm a great admirer of everything that you're doing, you know that, and I admire you as a writer. I love your novel. So, and I'm very, very excited to be your guest for the program.
Thank you so much, Vera. And it's just been a real treat having you here as a guest on Movie Addict Headquarters. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout out to the terrific folks at Blog Talk Radio for their support and connection with this show, especially Nikki Starr and Will Griffith from Will and Nikki in the Morning. Thanks again to Vera Lea for being here today and to everyone who listened in. Come back next Tuesday, August 28th, to meet Mark Busler, my favorite documentary filmmaker. And be sure to check the movie reviews at REEL, realtalkreviews.com. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.